Yeah, we're holding Davov and Meralef on top. Again, we just answered what we have to say, Petachamor twice for him, to come to teach us that Tamloim Petachamor, Shnei Pom twice, that Pitri Chamor Ramatu Lechom, Vulek Pitri Susum Gemalim, that the firstborn of your horse, the firstborn of your camel, has no Kedush at all, there's no Dipinya at all. Only by a Chamor is there a pigeon. So not only don't you have to be pointed to the Susu Gmal, the Gomel with a Seb, but with any, even with anything, that there's no opinion at all. Now the Gemara is, Torah Rabachoy, Rabachoy is the question like this. E Kosa Rachmonacho, the Torah would just wrote down one time, Petachamor, Habimin, I would have thought to say, Dover Shoyevachlal, Vyotzeminachlal, that this Indian of Petachamor, the firstborn of the Chamor that has Kedush, you have to redeem it. I would have thought to say this is called that something that was in the klal, and now the yotzim in the klal, it went out of the klal. Lelamid comes to teach us. So lelamid alatzim the yotzim doesn't only come to teach upon itself. Ela lelamid ala klal kula yotzim. Maybe it goes out to teach us upon the whole klal. Uliyaylam beseh. In other words, I would have thought to say not only a chamor has a din of a petah chamor has kedusha that you have to redeem it with the sim, but maybe you would then every single behemoth tameya, even a sus and a camel also. And what then comes to teach us that you would not have to use the sim. So the Torah would have just written one time petah chamor. I would have thought it was come to teach us that all behemoth tameyas have the exact same halacha that you have to redeem its firstborn with the sim. Now, therefore, kosav achmona petah chamor achrino. That's what the Torah said the second time, petah chamor a second time. The teachers now that pitri chamorim flip pitri susum gemalim. That is only the special halacha that you have to redeem it with a seer only by the firstborn of a chamor and not the firstborn of a sus or a camel. But still, the aim I would say miatino miseer. That it's only in me at the second pasuk to say that the behemoth tameis do not have to be redeemed with a seer. But uliyoylam b'chol davar, but really anything, any type of an animal you want, any type of money, you could redeem it. But maybe there is some type of the kedusha on a bechor of a sus or bechor of a camel. So how do we know to say there's no kedusha at all? That's Rav Acha's kasha. Rashi says maskel or Rav Acha, but tavayel tzrich we need both peti chamor. Because I would have just said one, I would have said the seven cats, Yotzim and the cloud teachers and everything. So Morin says, in came himself, you're right, then lichter rachmona petach chamor tipodeh baser, v'chamor tipodeh baser. Just should have said the word petach chamor once. Should have said petach chamor, you redeem it with the ser. Then a second time I should have said v'chamor tipodeh baser, and I would know from this that nothing else needs a ser, but maybe other things have kedusha. But the question is, petachamor tipode beseh, lomeli. What is there up to say the word petachamor, the firstborn of the chamor, two times? That's the question. Rashizim came, lichtav kruat in your second posting, chamor beseh tipode. But no yadina, I would know the petah we're talking about, the firstborn. What does the posting say? Peter, shemamina midin peter rechim emayitlu, lishar behemis temeis. And the apostle comes to teach us that there is no din kedushas bechor at all on shar behemoth temeis, only a peta rechem, only a peta chamor, only by a chamor, by a donkey, is there a kedusha on its bechor, and not on shar behemoth temeis. Nothing more says if so. So that's more stuff to dreig lomli pidi chamor matlechov v'leh pidi susum gemalim. Now, the Tana Didan, our Tana Bar Mishnah, if so, Lemute Susum Gemalim Minole, how do you know to say that by Susum Gemalim there's no Allah of a Bechor at all? Hey, since the Tana Bar Mishnah, he uses the double tones, Petachamor, to teach us that it has to be the Chamor and the Zohar, the Bechor have to look alike. How do you know to say then that there's no Din Petah by other Behemoth Timaeus? So more into Zomra, Papa says, the Pasuk says, Kol Miknecho Tizocher. So more says, that's called the Klal. Mashmol Ol Bechairis. Then it says, Shor V'Seva Chamor Zaprat. So it comes out, Klal Aprat, whenever you have first the Klal, Kol Miknecho Tizocher. Then it says clearly the Prat, exactly which one, that says a Shor V'Seva Chamor. So the klal is then ein bechlal al mashe beprat. That the whole klal of bechoris only applies to these three pratim. That shor v'sev v'chamor in midiachrini loy says pshan and mitzatana ba mishnah. Smorius of so Rabbi Yisag Lili, like why doesn't he learn like this also? Why does he have that darshin petachamor for this drasha? Because he holds out this halach alone, this klal of prat, he holds that peter hifsek inyan says the word peter in between, so that breaks it up. It's not considered a klal and a prat. Rashi says petachamor hifsek inyan to the dino but klal of prat, it's not called the klal of prat. The because if it's going back on the krok hamakom hader michti ksiv it says liyominay peter shor v'seh so lichti just as said the chamor tifod the v'seh and hader a peter liyel. So he just says now, another time, Peter Shmamin is not going back to the Korah before, but is going back as new Pasuk right now. So if so, that Peter is Hifsek Inyan, it's not considered the Klal of Prat. So Moses says, Rabbanan, what does Rabbanan do? What's Pshat in the Tanna of our Mishnah? He holds Vov, Hoda Arvi Korah. True, it says Peter. Then it says the Vov, though. It says U Peter. So the Vov makes the Psukim into a Klal of Prat. The more says of Rav Yosef Lili, though, he also know if it really was the Klal of Prat, then Lo Lichtav Loi Vav Loi Petah. Torah shouldn't have wrote either one. It shouldn't have wrote a Vav, not a Petah. Like, why do you have to have the Petah to make it look a Hefzik, and then the Vav to bring it back in again? It shouldn't have said the Vav, and it shouldn't have said the Petah. So that's the right of Rav Yosef Lili. That's not a Klal of Prat. And therefore, he can't learn it out. And therefore, need the drush of Petah Chamorah teaches this. Now, Rabbanu, what do Rabbanu the Tanah of our Mishnah do? Aidi Dahai Kedushas Damim. Let's see, a Petah Chamor is only Kedushas Damim. There's no way to be makrevet on the Mizbech. No, it's Kedushas Damim. You have to be poyder it. Say, hi, Kedushas Aguf. Or Shor, Viseas Kedushas Aguf. It's a korban. Therefore, Posiklo, therefore, Torah has to make a Hefzik. You can't say it both together. But still, the Torah wants you to make a drush of a Kala Prat here. And therefore, Behod the Oriblu. And therefore, the Posik says, evolve. To make it connecting as if it is a klal of prat. To kids, that's the way a Tana of our Mishnah would learn out this halacha from the klal of prat to klal, that the halacha of petah chamor is only by chamor and not by shar behemoth tameis. Now the Gemara says, Iboy, we have a question like this. Porah sheyol de min chamor. Let's say a Porah gave birth to a chamor. So it says what? That it's potah from Bechor. But what's going to be the yeshpo miksa simonim? But the kid of the chamor has a little bit simonim like the mother of a poro. So ma, what's going to be the locha? Does it have a din b'chor on it or not, that you have to be perjured or not? Eis sheyolda min rochel. That's what we had before, if a goat gives birth to a sheep. Or else for rochel, a sheep that gives birth, sheyolda min eis gives birth to a goat. There we have the chiyesh, miksa simonim chayevis for the chorom. That if the kid has a little bit simonim like the mother, it's enough to give it a din b'chor on it. It has locha like a mum. That you could shecht it. Vra Kovon has Kedushas Bechor on it. Well, and also, Ho Kedushas Aguf, Yo Kedushas Aguf. Both of them have Kedushas Aguf, a Poro, and a Rochel and a Neis. But Ho now a case where the Poro gives birth to a Chamor, to Temeya Vo Teira. The kid is Temeya, the mother is Teira. Ho Kedushas Aguf, the mother comes from a Mina, could be Kedushas Aguf. Vyo Kedushas Damim. By the kid is Song, Kedushas Damim. Loi, maybe since there's such a big difference, the simonim does not help you. And therefore, since Lamaisa the Porah gave both to the Chamor, even though the Chamor has mixed a simonim like the Porah, maybe there'll be no din b'chor at all. Or then maybe no. Kivan b'idi b'idi v'nei mikdash b'b'chorah. Since both of them have shaykhah to the pasha b'chor, there's a pasha of b'chor by a shor, by a Porah, and by a Chamor. So therefore, Kaddish. Therefore, if the chamor, the kid, has mixed simonim, maybe you would have kedushas bechor on it, at least to be part of it. Now, v'yim tim tzlan, if you want to tell me, ki von di v'yidi, mitish bechor, yes, since both the mother, the poor, and the chamor, have shaykhs the kedushas bechor, kodesh, therefore, would mix simonim, it helps. What's going to be chamor sheyol de minsus? What's going to be the chamor gives birth to a horse? Ma, what's going to be the loch here? And the sus has mixed simonim like the mother. A sus has no shaykh of the kedushas bechor, so maybe even mixed simonim does not help. Or there may be no kivon dimintimayhu kodesh, that they have some shaykh together, since they're both the mother and the kid is a min behemoth tameya. The chamor and the sus are both min behemoth tameyas. That's enough to make them alike. That mixed simonim would help. Now another shaylo. Im Tim Slim, if you want to tell me, yes, Kivun Dimin Timayu, since both the mother and the kid, the Chamor and the Sus, both is Dimin Timayu. Therefore, Kodosh, therefore, when the kid has mixed a Simon like the mother, he'll have a lot like a Petah Chamor, that's what probably would have said. The final Shiloh is, what's going to be Parashiol Dimin Sus? Let's say a cow gives birth to a horse. Mao. Ho, Chavadai, Ho, Torah, but Timayu, here's a lot of differences. The mother is a Min Torah, the kid is a Min Timayu. The mother has shaykhs to kedushas bechor, and the kid has no shaykhs. The sus has no shaykhs to bechor. So therefore, mixas simonim would not help. Or maybe yes, simonim milsi. The halacha is that the kid has mixas simonim like the mother. That's what determines it. That by itself, mixas simonim is a chashuv thing to make it like the mother that would be mechuyev in bechor. Would have a luck like a pigeon to be prayed to this sus. Says the shayla. Smor says Toshima, come in here, I'll bring your proof. Toshima says Alochom Behema Tahiro Shiyoldo Min Behema Tumeya. A Behema Torah they gave birth to Min Behema Tumeya Ptura Min Abachor. So it's Potter Min Abachor, it's not Dema to the mother, it's Potter. But it says clearly Yim Yesh by Mixa Simonim, but if the kid is Behema Tumeya has Mixa Simonim like the mother, then Chayev Zabachor, enough in the price it says yes, Yechayev Bechor. So my love, isn't the price even talking about that afilu pora shiol demimsus, even a pora that's a behemah Torah, that Hashayachas to Kedushas Bechor, Kedushas Aguf, gave birth to a sus, a behemah Temeya, that has no Shayachas at all to Bechor, and still the Lachar is, since it has Miksa Simonim, Mashma, that Simna Milsi, the fact that it has Simonim, that in itself gives it a Lachar, like the mother gives the din Kedushas Bechor on it. Morris says, Lo, you have no proof in this price. It could be talking about Pora Shiyol Dimin Chamor. So this much of a proof you have, that if a Pora gives birth to a Chamor, since Lamaisa the both, the Bas Mikdash, but Bechoro, so if it has Mikseth, the Monim, like the mother, there'll be a Din, a Pet Chamor, on this Chamor, even though it's different than the mother, but since it has Mikseth, the Monim, like the mother, it'll be a Din, Bechoro on it. So I shouldn't say, it's Lav Dafka Pet Chamor. Could have a Lach like the mother, as the Bechoro of a Pora. But Lamaisa, since it has a mumonet, you won't have to be makrovit, so the Kohen can eat it the way it is. By Koponim, you only have a proof that a Pora Shiyol de Chamor, and not if a Pora gave birth to a Sus. Toshima, come in here. It says Pora Shiyol de Min Chamor. If a Pora gave birth to a Chamor, and also the Chamor Shiyol de Min Sus, if a Chamor gave birth to a Sus, Ptura Min Abchor. The way they are right now, since the kid is different than the mother, that's the cloud, Ye Ptura Min Abchor. What's going to be Yim Yesh by Miksa Simonim? But if there are a Miksa Simonim, the kid looks like the mother, then Chayev is Bechorah. Then there is a Chayev Bechorah. So my love, isn't this Brisa talking about Atavayu? That in both cases, see that a bigger Kiddush from this Brisa. Not only a Parash Shiyol de Chamor, but even a Chamor Shiyol de Min Sus. That even though the Sus has no Shaykhus to Bechorah, still the Simonim help. But even from this, even on this Havamino, you would not have a proof though to a Parash Shiyol de Sus. Because here are Koponim, a Chamor and a Sus, are both Min Behemah Temeya. So they have something alike. Maybe that's why this Simonim helped. But in the case where it would have been a Pora giving birth to a Sus without no Shaykhah at all, maybe this Simonim would not help. But our Koponim, this much of a proof the Chumash should have, that when a Chamor gave birth to a Sus, makes a Simonim help. Samora says, Lloyd, it's not sure on this price. It could be a Pora Shiyol de Min Chamor. That it says, makes a Simonim help, is only back to the ratio of it. Where a Pora gave birth to a Chamor, there we say Mixas Simonim help. And the other story is because both of them have Shaykhs to Kedushas Bechor. So therefore Mixas Simonim help to Mechayiv you in Bechor. Abu, but it could be Chamor Shayol de Minsus. Maybe Mixas Simonim does not help. And so the question is then, Lamaikaton in law, what does it say from the price altogether? Liptura, just to say them without Mixas Simonim that is Potter Min Abchoro, is on the Chorab Shita. Avadim it's Potter Min Abchor. Hashtu ma pora shiyol de min chamor. Madach when a pora gives birth to a chamor. Because in this case, di divi'idi p'nei mikdash b'b'chor ninu. Both of them have shaykhas to kedushas b'chor. The chamor is a petah rechem, petah chamor, and by this pora is a regular b'chor. Omar, this still you tell me what? im yesh b'miksas simonim in. V'iloi loi, if there's no miksas simonim. There's a pturim b'chor, if so chamor shayoldim in sus, in the case where chamor gave birth to a sus mi boy, you have to tell me that if it has no simonim, that it's potim in a b'chor, l'chor b'shito. Over here, the sus has no shaykhs to b'chor. So b'shito is potim from b'chor. Samar says, no, itzvah, that's not a question. Still, you can eat it. Could be indeed the chiddush to say that when a chamor gave birth to a sus, that it's potim in a b'chor, even though there's no mitzvah simonim. Why? Because otherwise, Saka Daidra would have thought to say, Hosamudi Echloi Karnayim Vein Lakanayim. When there's a Porah giving birth to a Chamor, one has Kanayim, the Porah has Kanayim, and the Chamor doesn't have any horns. Hor Paso says Dukais, the Porah's hooves are split. Hor Paso says Klutais, the Chamor's hooves are flat and not split. So therefore, with there I would have thought to say that when there's no simonim, that you put them in Abachor. Apul Hochab, in the case here where the Chamor gave birth to a sus. Didi v'idi ein lo kenayim. Both of them, the Chamor and the sus, have no horns. Idi v'idi parasol sehel klutais. Both of them have flat hooves. Yeah, so I would have thought to say that Chamor odem b'yalmahu. That maybe when a Chamor gives birth to a sus, that this sus, even though usually a sus is like red and a Chamor is black, I would have thought to say now, this sus is a real chamor, it's just called the red chamor, and maybe it is a din of peter chamor over here. So Kamashman, that's the chiddush, know that when the chamor gives birth to a sus, it's not called like a peter chamor, but the sus has the same sus on it, and therefore you put them in abchira. So again, it could be that the Brisa says, im yesh lo miksa simonim is chayeves, that's not going back in the case where a chamor gave birth to a sus, but only in the case where a parah gave birth to a chamor. Now it says in the Mishnah, the Shaila was Mahin Bachila. What's the lacha? When the porah gives birth to a chamor, are you allowed to eat the chamor or not? So the Mishnah says yes, and then it ends off with a klal, Shayotze minatome tor, tome vayotze minator is tor. So here's the question, Lomuli lemisne shayotze. Why does the Mishnah have to end off with this klal? It already said that when the chamor comes out of the porah, since the par is muta, the chamor is also muta. Why does the Mishnah have to end off with a klal? Shehayotzei. Shehayotzei minatomi is tomei. Samara says, I'll tell you, pshati simne biyamhu. It's a sign to remember. That what? That the light techlub don't change it around. Letechlub lecho. That means to say, the light techlub don't say, zil basra di day. Like really, in Swar, I would have thought to say, go bust with the kid. Vahai tor. In the case when the chamor gave birth to a shor, since the mice of the kid looks like a shor, he looks like he's tias the morning tyra, maybe he's tor malu, you'll not eat it. Vahai tomi malu. But in the case where the porer gave birth to a chamor, I would have thought to say the mice that has the morning of a chamor, it has no simonim tyra, it's called a behemotimea malu, it's also to eat it. So don't think like that. Ella rather is telling you, zil bosa ima, that you go bosa the mother. That's why the Mishnah stands off until you remember this klal, Shayotze min atomi is tomei, Vayotze min ator is tor. Now the Gemara says, Minohan emili, how do we know this klal taka? How do you know to say this? That Shayotze, Minohan emili. So most of the Tanur Rabbanon has learned like this. The Pasuk says, Achezeh lo toichlu, this is the animal you should not eat, Mimali hageru mafrisi aparsi, even though the animal has simonim tyro, it's mali hageru and it has split hooves, still you can't eat it. What does that mean to say? That yesh lecho, there is a type of an animal. Shu malagera, tak it is a malagera. Omar first parts, it has split hooves also. But still, v'yat oichli, now let eat it. The question is, which one is this? V'yezezeh, what is that? V'yezezeh, to, that's a behemoth Torah, shenor le minatome, that was born from a behemoth Temeya. That it's also tidit. You see clearly that even though the Vlad has the monom of a behemoth Torah, but since it comes out of a mother, that's a Temeya, so Yetzim in Atomi is Tomi. So we're asking maybe that's not Pshan the Pasuk, or maybe not that way. El Rada, Tomi Hanavid Minator, the Pasuk is talking about a Tomi that was born from a Parah, from a Torah, and that still the Vlad is also. Maybe the Pasuk is telling me if I care to go boss of the kid itself, since the kid is has Timon, that the kid is Tomi. El Tomi Nelminator. And so, my Mimalager, what's the Pasuk mean? Mimalager, Mephisa Pasuk has Simonim Tyra. Maybe the Pasuk means like this. Hochi Kom, this is the Pasuk means to say. that Dover Habom in Malia Gerom, an animal now, this kid that comes from a Paro, from an animal that has a Malia Gerom Mafisi Parasom, Letechos Lin Alari to kid? Because maybe you don't care about the mother, but you go boss of the kid. If the kid does not have some money, the kid is lost its teeth. So how do we know to say no, go boss of the mother? So where it says in Echlem, the Maskonari is, Tamle, when the Pasuk says, Gomal Tomehu, that the camel is Tomeh, so it, and says who? So it asks, who Tomeh? V'yein Tomeh ha-nolid minator Tomeh. Only a regular, genuine gomel. And Rashi says, usually a gomel comes from a camel also. Usually the mother's a camel and the kid's a camel. Such a camel is also, that's the plastic, Tommy you, such a camel is also to eat. Mashma though, but if you have a camel that's nerved minator from a poro, and then it'll be mutatit. So that's the drosha. If you ain't Tommy, nerved minator, Tommy, ella tor remains tor. So if a gomel who, gomel Tommy was back to Megala, and what does the plastic mean? That loy toicha, mimale hagerim, mafrisi aparsam, that you go after the mother. But there's such a klal, ha yoytze min ha-tomei. Tomei, ha yoytze min ha-tor is tohor. Now Rabbi Shimon says, gomal, gomal, shnei pom. The Pasuk says, gomal, gomal, two times. Sidashins, echot gomal ha-nolud min ha-gamlo, a camel that was born from a camel, the echot gomal ha-nolud min ha-poro. Even a camel that came out of a poro, still it's also. So Rabbi Shimon argues in our Mishnah, Shimon holds that the payment itself has to have its own simoni taira. If it comes out of the poro, it's not enough. We don't say a yotzim in a Torah store, but rather if the behemoth itself has simoni tameya, it remains a camel, it remains osa bachila. Now the Gemara says, Rabbon, like the Rabbon of our Mishnah, hi gomo gomo mayovedle. What do they do with these two words, gomo gomo? So my answer is, chad les rat. So they wanted to teach us that the camel itself is treif and not allowed to eat it. V'chad lefer cholboy. The one is taser, it's cholov, it's milk. That the milk that comes out of a camel is also asatit. And we'll soon see what the chiddush is. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, lefer cholboy minolei. How does he know that you're not allowed to drink the milk that comes out of a camel? So the Gemara says, Nafkli learns it out, mei es ha-gomel. It says, es ha-gomel, none of the rabbis, even its milk is also wasa to drink. For Rabbonin, what do the Rabbanan do with this? Like, what do they have to have the word, extra word, gomel, gomel for this? Learn out from es ha-gomel. So Marcel Rabbanan holds es in loy dashi. They don't dash in the word es. And like we learned in this Katani, we learned that Shimon ham suni ha-yaderus called es v'yes ha-shabatayra. At the beginning, you used to dash, and every time a Torah says the word es, it's like an extra word. And because that, it's what it was there for a Jerusha. So you used to dash, and every time the Torah says the word es. But kivan shigiyah, once it came to the posikov, Lies Hashem Lakecha Tirom. So Pirish, here he, like, was Pirish, he separated himself, he stopped from all the drushes that he made, he, like, retracted. As he saw here, what could you darshan? But here it's a mitzvah to have Yira Es Hashem. So what's the yes? What could it be marble? Like, what else are you supposed to have Yira? Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he saw here from the word, it says, Es Hashem Lakecha does not mean any extra drusha. That's just the normal way of speaking. As though he was Pirish, he retracted from all the drushes all the times. He made a drasha from the word es. So Omrulai Tamidus, the Tamidim said back to Shimon Hamsuni, Rebbe, kol esen shedarashto matay aleihem. All the yesen that you made a drasha on, what's going to be with them? Like you made so many drushes, how can you take them all back? Omrulai said yes. Kishem shekabalti yischav al adrisha the same. I received reward for dashing it, for saying pshanda psukim. Yishino kachani mekabu yischav al aprisha. The same way I receive reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Prisha, for the fact I retract. That's also Torah. He's learning Torah Lishma. And if a Seicher now tells him not to darshan, that's the emes. Yes, the emes is not to darshan. So that's his limit of Torah now. So for this also receive reward. So there's no cash like what's going to be with them. That's all part of limit of Torah. The Gemara says though, Ad Shebor Yomikiva and Torah Mikiva came. The limit he came and taught us, yes, what does the word Es Hashem Lekecha mean? As Hashem Lekecha Tiro, you know what the word Es means, and therefore it's Russia. And what does it come? The rabbis? Is the rabbis, Tamil Chacham, it comes to be Marba, or Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham also, you have to have Yira, just like you have to have Yira from Hashem, you have to have Yira from a Talmud Chacham. So the kids, both of them, either need a prophet to say that the milk of a camel is awesome, and now Rabban holds from the word gomel gomel And Reb Shimon holds from the word es hagomu, from the word es hidashins, the rabbi says a cholov. And now the Gemara asks the question. O malei, Rav Acha bray the rov of the Rav Ashi, elo meyatir, so, time of the rabbonim mi goma goma, like what's the reason why the rabbonim hold the milk of a camel is also from the extra word gomo, for Reb Shimon from the extra word me es hagomu, mash mini psukim. Without the psukim, I would have thought to say chol of the behemoth tamei is shari, that the milk that comes out of the behemoth tamei is mutatit. So the question is why? Maishno? Why is the difference? What's the havamin to say that the milk should be muta? Maishno? We heard the time of this that we learned. We learned the pasuk says hatameim. Says the pasuk poshved by shirotzim. It says an extra hey hatameim. So we dashin lesa tzirim, that not only is the sharet itself also, but even the tzir, the fat that comes out of it, the juice that comes out of it. Here Rashi says it means shumen adag, mash v'dashin by fish. So he said the drosh is not by fish, the drosh is off by shrotzim. But our koponim tzira means the juice that comes out of the animal is also the right fun. When you cook it up, the gravy that comes out of it, that's also also the kefir shalhem. That means the jelled stuff on the bottom of the pot. Like on the bottom of the pot, after you cooked up the meat, there's small particles of meat there with the onions you cook there. So that's also also. So what do you see? That not only the bosa, the meat of the sheret itself is also, but whatever comes out of the sheret is also also. See, also, once the camel is also bachila, we should know from this pasuk hatumeyim that the milk that comes out of it is also bachila. So why do I have to have a new pasuk goma goma over the word es? Learn it out from this drush of hatumeyim. So Mar says, no, it's right. No, still I need a new pasuk by cholov. Because otherwise, salka daita chamina, I would have thought to say, ho yildu behemah Torah nami chidishu. Let's see, even by a behemah Torah, that you're allowed to eat its milk is also a chidish. Why is it a chidish? Because without the chidish hakro, we'll soon see where do we know you're allowed to drink milk. But without that chidish, I would have thought to say that milk should also be yosef to drink. Why? The yamamakwas, we learned the Gemara needed, it says, dam nekar v'nasach olof. Like you know how an isha has milk, because her dam needs like, changes over and comes into milk. So it comes by behemah also the same thing, that the dam of the behemah changes over to become milk. So really in Svar, I should have said milk is like dam, and just like it's also to drink blood, it should be also to drink milk also. Elamai, what will soon see later, there's a chiddush, you let her drink milk. If so, the chiv on the chiddush, since it's a chiddush, you let her drink milk. So I would have thought to say, the behemah tamei and amilish story. Maybe you were then by a camel, by a behemoth tamei, maybe its milk is also mutter to drink, since it's a chiddush. So kamashkon, that's a chiddush of these two psukim, makadisle, that know that the milk of a behemoth tamei is also to drink. It's only the milk of a behemoth Torah that you're allowed to drink. So Gemara said, let's see, this is the machlekes in the Gemara Nida. Honich laman diyom madam neka v'nasacholav. That's good according to that man diyom, that it says how does milk come out, because the blood changed over to become milk. So in Svar, I should have said milk should be yosa k'mashmat t'chiddish. But elu laman diyoma evre misparkin hemeno, that the pshat is that when a lady gives birth, her evorim like separate, and later after she gives birth, v'yei nafsho chazeres aleihem, her body doesn't become back into shape. That it expanded when she had the baby, and the body doesn't come back into shape ad eskrim v'yabo chodesh, until 24 months, 2 years. So that's the reason why she doesn't see dam, but rather she sees milk. Not because the dam itself changes over to become into milk, but just the fact that Evorim, her body did not come back into shape. Like Yevrea, Miss Parkin, what she says, Machmas Aleda, because of the giving birth, her body expanded like. Rienavshim means Rashi Zayn Doma, her blood does not come back to normal path, ad eskrim v'yabo chodesh, to 24 months. Well, the figure therefore, Manika, anywhere dam, that's the reason why when she nurses, she doesn't see blood. For lav mishum, not because the dam is not the cholov. And so, keep on the loy mach mizdam, causes a drashi, lav chidishum. It's all about for the first kasha then. Before there's no chidish, pshit, you let it drink milk. So, the question is, what do I need a new pasuk to say? That the milk of a camel is also to drink, pshit, it's straight from the pasuk katumayim. Samara says, yes, istrich, no, still we need these extra psukim. Because without these pasuk of the gomel, gomel or es, salka daita chaminich, I would have thought to say, ho yovaleka midi tiyosi michaim, there's nothing that comes out of a chayim, behemoth that's alive, v'sharya, and you're allowed to eat it. As we know, there's nista eva min achai. If a limb comes off in a bal chai, it's also to eat it. B'shayi rachmona. But v'ay chol of this milk, ki eva min achayu, really milk should also be considered like eva min achai. Milk comes out from a chai, from a live behemoth, from a live isham, so milk should be also to eat. It should be have a nista eva min achai on it. And it's still v'shari, and we know you're allowed to drink milk. And so therefore, I feel a behemoth to me in the story. I would have thought it's smart to say, since like it's a chiddushu that you're allowed to drink milk, so I would have thought the chiddush tells me even by behemoth tamei also you could drink its milk, even though it's neva menachai. Kamash v'la know that only the milk of a behemoth tori you're allowed to eat, not the milk of a behemoth tamei. So the lashon of our gemara here, I would have thought to say that the cholov is like eva menachai. In other words, the achronim talk about this. What exactly is this lashon of eva menachai? We know to have this eva menachai, it has to have a shem lim. A limb has to be made of from a bone, a vein, and some milk, and some meat. And here, l'chura, the milk, it has no bone, has no vein, has no meat to it. So what does Tata say that the milk that comes out of a chai should be also the din of Eva min a chai? Some Achronim learn that the pshat is it should be an issa of tziron. Just like we had before, that the tzir, hayyitza min atam is tamei, here also the tzir that comes out of the body should also be yasa. But that he has to question also the chur of a behemoth tahara, though it was not also though bishas was inside, there was no istachal upon it yet, so why when it comes out is it called yetzei? So the learned pshadid has loch yeh like basar shaboy without the chiddush akura, what is what to say the milk has been like the basar, just like the basar of a chai is also teat, who had the milk is also teat. But kopon the gemara says I would have thought to say that the milk that comes out from the behemoth is also kamash from the chiddush akura that it's mutter. So I would have thought that even my behemoth tamei also, kamash from the psukim of gomel gomel, and SS that no, that was only by behemoth tayro and not by behemoth tamei. So now the Gemara says the chol of the behemoth tayro minol of the shari. If so, if you have a straw to say that milk should be also, it's like the meat. All right, turn over. You know.